Hey everyone, this is Eric Gernand, the university chaplain at Trevecca Nazarene University, and you're listening to Bell Tower Talks.
Hello, welcome back everyone to Bell Tower Talks. My name is your local junior nobody, Joshua Moore, and joining with me is...
Ethan Campbell.
That he is. Welcome back, Ethan. Glad to have you back in the co-host seat again. It's good to have you guys back. Thank you for listening. And we've had a good couple of days, actually. I want to recap. We went to the Anthologia Flair event that happened this past weekend.
Yes, and, we did.
And it was great. We saw a bunch of good film projects and dance choreography, music that was composed for the project, and of course, yours truly was there as well. It was a great load of fun, a lot of talent here on campus, and we can't wait to see the future projects that this campus holds for, I guess, the future. let me just repeat myself. But next, let's move on to the announcements for the next couple weeks that's going into finals week. Oh, my.
Finals
dun,
week.
Dun, dun. But that's okay.
Easter break is in there, too.
That's right. Easter break's in there. So we get a break before the dreaded finals. So let's start with Monday the 15th. We have a lyrical theater performance in Wakefield Auditorium at from 5 to 6 p.m. That's Monday the 15th. That's a lot of musical theater, contemporary musical theater, actually. They're performed by some wonderful singers here at Trevecca, so go support them.
Cool. And Tuesday the 16th, we have a commercial vocal ensemble at 7 p.m. And Soma is meeting at 9 p.m. in its usual 1901 porch.
That's correct. And Wednesday the 17th, we have what's called a virtual world art crawl. It is put on by SGA, and there will probably be, of course, more information to go with that coming into the week. Try to tune into chapel announcements or some tweets they might put out or something of the nature that could give more information about that. And then at 7 p.m., we also have a songwriter's night at Zelma Wagner with a bunch of talented songwriters, of course, here in Music City, Tennessee.
Thursday the 18th, we have a jazz combo guitar ensemble, and that will be at 7 p.m. in Zelma Wagner.
And then we have Easter break on the 19th through the 22nd. Make sure that you go home or stick around at a nice family church that you've had or had in the past, maybe semester that you've gone to or something like that. And make sure you go to church on Sunday and have a restful week. Maybe prepare those final projects, final presentations, final papers, final whatever that you might have. But make sure you also rest and realize that God is risen. Jesus has risen from the dead, and he lives in our hearts. Just a reminder for you guys, just to have some good encouragement going into the dreaded finals. And then we'll move on to Tuesday the 23rd when we come back. So we are off that Friday and Monday, just so you know. And then Tuesday the 23rd, we come back with a wind ensemble concert in Zelma at 7 p.m. Wind ensemble, talented as well. We also have 9 p.m. Soma in the 1901 porch again. And then late into the evening, we have at 10 p.m., Let's Talk About Intimacy in the Fireside Room in Bud Robinson Building. So if you want to talk about intimate relations with a significant other until 12 a.m., I guess, then make sure you go check that out.
Wednesday, the 24th, we have the Trojan Trojies, which is a athletic sports award show type of thing.
You sound so confident in that.
I do, because every time we looked for information, there was none.
There is no information, but They should give out the information that as time gets closer
as it gets
to
closer
it,
to it. Yep. And at 6 p.m. we have the Incubator Showcase in Zelma,
which is,
can you tell me about that?
It is a band concert, actually, a bunch of upperclassmen who make music, and they want to, of course, showcase it. And so they're showcasing it in the Zelma Black Box Theater in Jackson Music Building. On Thursday the 25th, we have Junior Senior Banquet at 6 p.m. You can buy your tickets now, actually, if you're a junior or senior. Actually, you don't even have to be a junior or senior to go to Junior Senior Banquet.
What?
Yeah, I know. Last year, we had a junior take a sophomore, actually. So, I guess it depends
so
if they
have... So you have to go with a junior or senior.
Maybe, or if they have open seats available, so make sure you buy your tickets quick because they may run out of room. But I know that they had a lot of fun last year, went to some rooftop and danced with a bunch of music. They had such a good time that night, so you can as well, and you can buy your tickets now. At 7 p.m. that day, Thursday the 25th, we have a jazz band concert in Zelma as well. And the jazz band, Matt Murdock, he does a great job with the jazz band and a bunch of talented musicians there that improvise all their instrumentally doings in that show, and it's a sight to behold, I'll tell you what, and a sound to behold as well, of course, because music.
Yeah. On Friday the 26th, we have a concert choir and a brass ensemble concert, so the two together, at 7 p.m. in the Serpique, I think I said that right, Choral Hall in the Jackson Music Building.
And then Saturday the 27th, the TCC lot will be closed, womp womp, but that's because a lot of cool things are happening. We have Nashville Tabletop Day in the Boone Convocation Center at 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., so all-day event. And then we also have Boonaroo happening all day as well, so make sure you go out and the last hoorah event here at Trevecca before finals happens, and you get swamped with that, of course, but make sure if you are studying that weekend, you know, you study your things, but come outside, enjoy some vitamin D, and enjoy the social gathering that is Boonaroo, because a lot of, like, good musicians that aren't just Trevecca musicians, but outside musicians from Music City come in and perform at Boonaroo for our pleasure. And then, of course, we have to mention the film festival that's happening on Saturday the 27th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. We have a lot of projects that have been produced over the past year, even some from last spring, that are being introduced in this new film festival. So you can go sit down, enjoy some popcorn, and enjoy some films. And there will be also an award awarded by the audience to one of the filmmakers. So like an audience award choice kind of thing that you can be a part of if you go at the film festival from 6 to 9 p.m. And that will bring us to a close to our 2 weeks, and then to our final episode that Sunday. Ooh, what's it going to be? You'll find out soon if you stay subscribed. And then, of course, I should have mentioned this at the beginning, but we have our interviews this segment. Of course, we have one interview, and then we have something that we've saved for Anthologia, actually, that we presented last night and the night before. So you can take a listen to what we presented at the Flare Project. But first, let's move on to our next segment, which is the interview with Eric Gernand.
Gernand.
Dang it. I had it in my mind. Hello, welcome back to Bell Tower Talks. My name is Joshua Moore, and joining with me for the first time is Eric Gernand, who is the new university chaplain here at Trevecca Nazarene University.
Hey, how you doing?
It's good to be here with you, Eric. I'm glad that we get to sit in your office with you and ask you a couple of questions. I'm sure you're getting nice and cozy here, moving into the new area of life that you're going into, but we will ask you a few questions about where you come from and your history with Trevecca. So I would like to start out by asking what brought you to Trevecca into the new university chaplain position?
Yeah, well, it's been a journey. Our friend Shauna Gaines moved over to Trevecca Community Church, and so the position was open, and we were approached back in the fall about potentially interviewing here. And Ashley, my wife, and I really wrestled through that. We've been pastor and worship leader at a church down in Murfreesboro, Real Life Community, for the past 11 years and love it. It's a fantastic church. And so it took us several months to try and wrestle through where God was leading us and his call in our life there. And a couple months ago, finally kind of wrestled that down and became open to the process of interviewing. So it's been a little while, several weeks of talking to different people around the university. But, you know, we've got a pretty long history of work with young adults, college students, and have always really loved the spirit and culture here at Trevecca. So it was something that we were really excited once we kind of turned that corner to being open to coming that we were really excited about. And I'm sure we'll get into lots of other questions, but that's kind of been the process. So last month we went through the interview process here and received that call. So I'm going to join as a university chaplain. And then my wife and I are a ministry team, though. So she's been a worship leader for the past 17 years as well, and is phenomenal. And so we're really excited about her role coming in and being a worship director and mentor to worship leaders and chapel bands and things like that. So, yeah.
Now, was it more college-age people that your congregation was, or was it just a wide range of people? Or?
Our congregation is a real eclectic mix across the board of age ranges. So I went there when I was 29 years old, and it was a six-year-old church that had been planted in Murfreesboro in a strip mall. And it was a real outside-the-box church at the time, especially, and was planted to reach folks that were not hadn't grown up in church, didn't have a lot of exposure in kind of traditional church. So everybody met around circle tables, and we had a rock band and those kinds of things. So, but it's been interesting from the beginning. We've always had a good, strong ministry to college students. MTSU is in our community there. There's always been a contingent of Trevecca students who have made the drive, even though it's a little bit of a haul down there. But there's also several, like we've got like seven retired Nazarene pastors in our congregation too. So we've been able to see like this incredible modeling from our retired folks of what it looks like to just be wonderful, encouraging contributors in the church. So our Young at Heart group is actually our biggest small group at our church right now. So it's this fun mix. When I was in Jackson, Michigan as an associate pastor, I was up there. My role was young adult ministry up there. And so we had started a Saturday night service for young adults, and we're right next to another university, Spring Arbor University, up there, and so did a bunch of work there with college students. But yeah,
so you're going to emulate some of that young adult aspect experience, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. You're going to emulate some of that to college life, so that you can, I guess, do you relate well with college students, and so, you know, give them.
Well, I'm probably the wrong person to ask. You'll have to ask a college student about it, but I try to be, you know.
Yeah, gotcha.
Let's say this with my preaching. I've always tried to make sure that it's on a level that's accessible for people across the board. So, whatever age you're in, I don't know if age is so much an issue when it comes to hearing somebody unpack the word as just accessibility. And so I've always tried to make sure that when I'm trying to communicate any theological concept, passage of scripture or whatever, that an eighth grader in the congregation can understand it just as well as, you know, 65-year-old retired Nazarene pastor. And so I think that communicates across the board, as if that makes sense. So, but you'll have to ask the people on the back row in chapel if it communicates or not.
I'm speaking to them.
Just so you know, if you're on the back row at chapel and you're somehow listening to the podcast, we're coming for you. So.
Oh yeah. What's one thing you're really looking forward to now being Trevecca's university chaplain? Like, is there any goals you have in mind? Anything you want to accomplish?
The goals and accomplishment kind of thing. A few people have asked me those kinds of questions, and I think those are going to take a little while to crystallize in my mind. I've always been in ministry real tied to the local place that I'm in. So it takes a little while. You can't come in with like preset, here's what I want to happen so much, because it takes a minute to get the feel of the place where you're going. So this is going to be a different community than I've pastored in the past, and it's going to have its own rhythms and dynamics. And so I'm trying to come in as open-minded as possible so that we can just kind of discern what's needed. The things that excite me, this has just always been one of my favorite seasons of life, of people learning and going through stages of faith that tend to hit in young adult age. And so I just love that exploration process. I loved it when I was in college, just the wrestling down and owning your faith. And so I like all those difficult conversations and the wrestling match that people tend to do. So that's, I think, the thing that excites me a lot, is just being able to dig down and do that on a regular daily basis. And And also, God's just, over the years, has developed this pastor's heart in me. And I think that a pastor's heart can be pointed at a community like this and be helpful and beneficial, even in the middle of academia when everybody's doing their professional stuff, which is important, to have a pastor shepherd on campus who's just walking around praying over things and being available and just trying to shepherd that Christian community that we're trying to help create. Those are some of the things that I'm excited about. I'm excited about a lot of things. Ice cream in the cafeteria. Those kinds of things.
That's a big thing to be excited about, definitely. Every day,
yeah,
ice cream.
Right. That's going to be dangerous.
And recently, about several weeks ago, you were actually in one of our chapels. They were kind of introducing you to everyone. How was that?
Yeah, so that was great. It was good to have our family here. Again, Ashley's going to be, we're going to be working hand in hand in all this. Most of the time when you see me, you'll probably see her, especially in chapels. And but my kids have always loved Trevecca. So I've got a 13-year-old, 11-year-old, 6-year-old. So they were living it up that day. They just think college people are the coolest thing, you know, people in the world. And
we try.
You know, you are. I mean, that's what it is. So it was a lot of fun. It was real neat to be able to sit between Tim Green and Shauna Gaines. Just have an incredible amount of respect for both of those people. And so to be able to sit between them and be interviewed by them was really, really special.
Was it odd to have two former chaplains, you just sitting right in between them? How did that feel?
It didn't feel odd. I mean, they are two of the most encouraging, kind people. Ashley and I always joke that anytime you need to feel better about yourself, just go spend some time with Tim Green. Mm. I don't know if you guys have talked to Tim Green very much, but
he's pretty wise.
He's just so encouraging. You know, and we've been friends with Shauna and Tim for a while, and so it felt natural and good. But
so I'm sure with them being on campus and actually near campus, because I know that people on college campuses, they always are told, you know, go to the chaplain for advice, go to the chapel for spiritual advice and stuff. But for you, who needs also maybe advice as well, maybe guidance for your position that is new to you, I'm sure it must be nice to have those former chaplains here to help you as well.
Oh, it's incredible. And they've been so kind. I'm going to wear them out, I'm sure, in the first year. Because, I mean, this is a new role for me. I've spent the last 17 years in a local church context, and that's its own thing and is incredibly important. And one of my passions, I guess if you talk about a goal that I would look for, one of the things that really helped push Ashley and I over the edge of being open and actually excited about this role is our passion for the local church. And so it sounds a little backwards, you know, that, okay, well then why did you move out of the local church to come to the university? Our hope is that we can help instill a love for and a passion for the local church into the people who are moving through these years at Trevecca. And I think a big win for us would be to see the level of participation in real flesh and blood local bodies of Christ, neighborhood churches, that would increase dramatically through not just the time here as students, but when people graduate, that they're ready to go out and wherever they move, that on the top of their priority list is finding a local church to invest in and be a part of. That would be fantastic for us.
Yeah, because I know it's hard for a lot of incoming students. They've maybe come from a different state, or they've come really far from within Tennessee, so they've left their home church, and now they're kind of like, okay, I still want to find a church, where do I go now? So I feel like that would be really helpful to a lot of students.
Yeah, and I'm going to work those relationships real hard with local pastors within driving distance to try and make sure that we, as Middle Tennessee churches, are as open and welcoming and making it as easy as possible for college students, not just to attend, but to serve. Like, college students have so many gifts to share in the local church. And so, you know, I know in college, one of the mental hurdles to get over, if you've been in chapel 3 times a week, is to get up on Sunday morning and when you got all homework to do and all that kind of stuff and think, well, it's time to go to another service or something. But it's not about going to another service. It's about sharing life with a local body of Christ that's involved in the worship rhythms of meeting together on the Sabbath, and where you can meet together with people who are a lot different than you. So you can hold babies in a nursery and go out to dinner after church with some 70-year-old folks. You know, like, we need that in our lives. And especially in this time, we need it. So, yeah. Sorry, I could talk for a long time about this stuff.
Good.
This is a big thing.
One last thing before we leave you to keep getting
to
organized
my empty desk
back. Yeah, to your empty desk.
A little bit more.
One more thing. Do you have anything that you would like to tell the student body with them welcoming you into this new position?
Yeah, everybody's been so kind and gracious already. If we come to your mind, if you'd pray for us for the transition, you know, this is a big change for us and for our family, and we're excited about it, but it'll be different. And so pray for us. We're already praying for you and are excited about the journey that we're going to get to go on this next year plus however long God allows it to be. And so, yeah, the prayers are good. And just I think if I could make one ask beyond that, it would just be to come in to next year with a lot of grace, because we know that the learning curve is going to be steep for all the ins and outs of what we're going to be doing here, and so we'll slip up and we'll make poor decisions from time to time, and we'll stick our feet in our mouth and all those kinds of things, and with God's help we'll get it. So if you just, you know, be kind and gracious, and we'll do
be
the
merciful.
Same.
Definitely.
That's right. Well, yeah. Thank
you so much, Eric. And yes, you'll find that, Trevecca, we are very gracious and
yes.
Very forgiving people. So don't worry, because we are all human as well. We make mistakes. But thanks again for letting us come into your now empty office. But soon we'll be well decorated, I'm sure.
Of course. I'm sure.
And thank you for letting us ask you questions and have a good time, have a good talk with you. And we hope that next year's chapel season will be the best yet.
The best ever, right.
Of course.
Fantastic.
We'll be looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks so much. It's been a pleasure to meet you guys.
Of course.
And I'm looking forward to next year.
Thank
with you.
And now we'll move on to our next segment on Bell Tower Talks.
Listen to these podcasts these guys are putting on. This is great.
Yeah.
Ethan and Josh are incredible. This is the smartest thing I think that's happened here in my 4 years.
Oh,
I'm not even.
Oh, you're giving us too much credit.
No,
there,
I think it's brilliant. It's something simple but nobody thought about. You guys were like, hey, this would be cool. And it's incredible. It's another way of getting the news out there. The Trevecos, I know the people put in a lot of effort. Like, I'll make a plug for every little department. Like, read the paper, listen to the podcast, play the sports, get involved on campus in theater and all that. Just do it. You're only here for 4 to 5 years, most likely, right? Make the most of it, for sure.
Definitely.
Hey, I'm Yvonne, your student body president, and welcome to your first ever.
Hey, everybody. I'm Seth Conley, associate professor of media arts here at Trevecca, and you are listening to...
Hey, guys. I'm Gina, chairwoman of the boards for All Aboard Game Club, and you're listening to...
This is Dean Spraker, and you're listening to...
Hi, this is Jeff Frame, professor of dramatic arts at Trevecca Nazarene University. And this is...
Jessica Dykes, and you're listening to...
Welcome, Trevecca students. This is Dr. Phillip, and you are listening to the coolest ever...
Hey, guys. Hi guys, it's Lindsay.
And it's Aries with the teal hair. And welcome to...
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Broderick Thomas, the Director of Community Engagement and Reconciliation. This is...
Hey, I'm Dave. I have a red beard. And this is...
Bell Tower Talks.
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 This is Bell Tower Talks.
Ted...
This is Ted Talks.
Dang it.
Hi, I'm Joshua Moore.
And I'm Ethan Campbell.
And we're Trevecca's Campus Life podcast, Bell Tower Talks. So we've done 2 semesters worth of announcements, interviews with faculty and students, and produced special episodes for different seasons as well. We've been partnered with Trevecca's and the student government to give Trevecca's campus the best quality information that we can to our listeners.
Last semester, we released 9 episodes, and this semester, we're on track to release 8. If you want to listen to any of our old episodes from last semester, those are available online on the Trevecca's online archive. If you want to listen to any of our new stuff and this semester's episodes, those are available on Apple, Google Play, and SoundCloud. this semester's episodes will also be going out onto the Trevecca's archive through the summer. In the meantime, we'll leave you with a radio drama we did for the Halloween special last semester. It's a little piece called Keyhole.
There was an ear-splitting bang. I woke up with a start, sweat pouring down my face like I had night terrors. Maybe I had. There was ringing in my ears like tinnitus, but fainter, less painful. I looked around, but the darkness surrounding me was so thick, it was as if the black were trying to remove my memory of light. Slowly, shakily, I stood, moving my hands all about me so I wouldn't hit anything as I moved about. I was breathing so heavy, I noticed the light across from me. With focused steps, I walked towards it. It was a keyhole. Feeling around it, I found that there was a door, framed by a wall. On the door was a handle. I turned the knob, desperately trying to open it, but it was locked. At this point, I was more accustomed to my surroundings. I confidently took a few steps back and prepared to charge the door using my shoulder as a battering ram. Ah! I tripped on my own foot. I fell right on my face. The only good thing about my dark solitude was that no one saw it. After that, I was very careful to rehearse my charge as much as I could. One step, two step, three steps, hit! Ugh! One step, two steps, three steps, hit! I was ready. I got in my position and counted down in my head, going through the plan in my head a few more times. I made sure I was ready just to be safe. I ran. One step, two steps, three steps, hit! Right into the door, but it didn't budge. Not a creak, not a crack, just a painful thud of my shoulder hitting the side. I leaned on the door for a few seconds, massaging my shoulder, trying to breathe. I tried again. Again I ran. Again the door remained the same. One step, two steps, three steps, hit! One step, two steps, three steps, hit! Nothing! Nothing but a bruised and maybe bleeding shoulder. It was hard to tell because of the darkness. I sank to the floor, holding my arm and groaning loudly from the dull ache pulsing through it. I moved to the door and leaned against it, heavily breathing. While I sat there, fuming and in pain, I thought I heard voices behind me, behind the door. I heard a man and a woman, a couple. The couple sounded like they were fighting. I turned to look through the keyhole and I could see two silhouettes in the next room. Try as I might, I could not hear what they were saying. I saw my new chance to get out and I started pounding on the door. They did not hear me. Needless to say, I became even more frustrated. I looked through the hole again. They were moving faster and shouting louder and louder. They were getting louder until bang! I woke up in bed again. Everything was the same. Black in front, black on either side, black everywhere. The ringing was back, and I looked around the room again. Confused, I sat up and noticed the one tiny light was still across from me, the keyhole in the door that separated me from freedom. I got out of bed and still wondered what was happening, and I walked to the door, crouching to get a good look. I saw the couple again. I fell backward in shock. What about the gunshot? Was this a new couple? They started arguing like before. This had just happened. This all had just happened. The gunshot, the room, the ringing, the door, the couple. All of it. I had no idea what was going on. The couple's fighting escalated just as before, and I crouched again to look through the keyhole. I saw them screaming at each other. I tried to open the door with everything I had. I tried to open the door. I remembered what happened last time when I could not get it open. Bang! I woke up in bed again. Again, everything was the same. Again, everything was total black. Again, the ringing. The first thing I did was run to the door and listen to the couple. Nothing. I had time. I scrambled around the room, searching in the dark for something. Some shape of a cabinet. Something with drawers or that I could move. Behind the door, I heard the couple starting to get louder. There was nothing. There was nothing I could do. My frantic search hit gold when my knee hit the corner of what turned out to be a desk. After a few seconds on the ground in pain, I got back up and scrambled to the desk and search as quickly as I could. I took drawers out and turned them over. With the last drawer, there was a slight clink, and I saw a tiny shimmer reflecting the light from the keyhole. I reached down and grabbed the key to my escape. Bang! I woke up again in bed. I got out of bed and I walked to the desk. I could not remember which drawer it was in, but I knew it was one of them. In the last drawer, again, I found it. I found the paperclip. A tiny, brittle paperclip. Too small and fragile to be of any use, even if I did know how to pick a lock. I was crushed. I slid to the ground and fell over, too sad to sit up. There was nothing I could do. The couple went at it again on the other side of the door about what I still had no idea, but it kept happening. With the fight escalating, I had no choice but to sit there and let it happen over and over again. I had no choice but to let that stranger take bullet after bullet. There was nothing I could do. Everything was the same. Everything black. Everything dark. I looked at the nothing around me and did not bother to get out of bed this time. I knew that if I got up to escape, I would not. If I tried to help the people behind the door, I could not. So I just laid there in the dark, everything exactly as dark and depressing as it had been. Everything exactly the same, except this time there was no ringing. I sat up quickly and heard it again. I stopped moving and it stopped. When I stood up, it happened again. My excitement began to build. It could not be that simple. There is no way. I got down on the floor, making myself as flat as possible. I reached under the bed I had all this time, the bed I woke up in every time and heard the ringing in every time. My hands searched the underside of the bed. They bumped something small and metallic attached to a chain that started swinging, causing the ringing again. I grabbed it and pulled out the key. I launched up and sprinted to the door and unlocked it. I threw the door open and ran through into the blinding light on the other side. I made it! All of a sudden, I was in my bedroom. Right in front of me was my best friend, Alex, yelling at me.
Michael, what are you doing? Stop!
I looked around, confused, and found a loaded 45mm revolver in my hand. I was raising it to my head. At once I realized what was happening. We were the people. I was the shooter, tripping with sweat and shaking uncontrollably. I set the gun down. Alex swatted it off the bed and tackled me with a hug.
You're okay. You're okay.
Everything was going to change. Everything was going to be okay.
Thank you very much for listening. If you'd like to announce one of your events with us, you can reach us at Facebook and Twitter at Bell Tower Talks. Tell us about what you want to know and what we should talk about. We're also on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and SoundCloud. Subscribe to be notified when our new episodes are available, and all of our old episodes are available online on trevecosonline.com. Look for the podcast archive.
And then also please leave us a review and a rating. They really do help us out. And also please share us so that we can reach the ends of Trevecca and beyond. Or maybe just Trevecca, that's okay. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time on...
Bell Tower Talks.